Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It is Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And we are talking first jobs because, DZ, you started the convo with your job at 7 years old.
Made my own position.
Boom.
I could have ran Aldi by now.
You should be.
Should have stayed in the company. I would have retired.
You should be a corporate already with you hustling in the Aldi parking lot if you missed it. He used to go out and offer to help people with their groceries just to get their quarter for their cart, which is actually so cute. People must have been like, oh, look at him. He's so cute.
A 6-7-year-old is perfect.
Oh, he's so cute. Let's go to the phones, though. She is on day three, DZ. She has almost got a theme song. Good morning, Angie in Lake Geneva.
Good morning, Allie and DZ.
Good morning, Angie. Day three, let's go.
Two more days. You got this, Angie.
She real.
Two more days,
yes,
girl.
Yes. Woohoo.
What was your first job, Angie?
I lived in Somerville, South Carolina, and I worked at a donut shop. I would have to ride my bike to the donut shop after school, and my dad would pick me up in the evenings.
What was your job at the donut shop? Like head glazer? Taste tester?
I tested a lot of donuts.
Hell yeah, who wouldn't?
I know.
How are you going to work at a donut shop and not eat a lot of donuts?
I'd still be working at that donut shop.
Right? Well, I made them and I cashiered and cleaned up and closed the store in the afternoons. But on Sundays, my father was Navy, so we would pack up what I had left over on Sunday and he would take them to work Monday morning for his buddies at work.
That's nice.
Very nice. Well, wow. Angie, I appreciate your input. We're going to talk to you tomorrow for day four, girl, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Woohoo! Have a great day. Love ya.
You. Peace, love you, too. Brittany is in Milwaukee. Good morning, Brittany. What was your first job?
Good morning. My first job was also technically at 7. My mom had a little stand at 7 Mile Fair. Selling incense and pewter pieces, and I sold the crap out of them.
Go, girl!
There's no way I didn't see you there. My dad had a stand at 7 Mile Fair, too.
Stop it.
I also, a few years later, used to slang them things with him on it. Yes!
Brittany! How old are you, Brittany?
30 now.
30?
See? Only a year apart. We're the same age.
You had to be.
I know, Brittany. I've seen you at 7 Mile Fair. I used to run through that mud.
I'm sure we did. I was always by the Pokemon cards, you know?
Yep. Nice to see you again, Brittany. Hey.
Old friends.
My first real payroll job, though, was at Clifford Supper Club.
I've been there for a wedding reception. It's over here in Hell's Corners. Yep.
Yes. And 7 hours straight on Friday nights for fish fry night, I was scooping coleslaw and tartar sauce into little portion cups.
What a time to be alive.
Grind.
Brittany, thank you for calling. I loved all of those stories. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too.
Take care.
So we got some funny texts. Somebody said Rogan shoes and I made $5.75. Somebody else said my first job was at Hardee's and I made $6.25 an hour. Stephanie and Jackson said I was a bagger at Pick and Save. I love seeing all of these. One more call. We got Maria in Milwaukee, and it is day two for her. She's working her way towards a theme song. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Maria.
Buenos dias.
What was
Buenos
your
dias.
Buenos dias. What was your first job, Maria?
Well, I was slinging tamales with my grandma.
Let's go.
Yes, we used to make tamales, and then we would stand usually outside of festivals. So back in the day on 9th and Washington, there used to be a festival outside of UCC. We used to stand out there and sling our tamales. And every Sunday, we just picked a, every Sunday we picked a location and we sold. But my real job was Cedric for Hollywood and Southridge.
She just went from tamales with grandma to Fredericks of Hollywood. Maria, you're giving me life today. Oh, my God. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Good morning, DZ. How's it going?
Good morning. It's good. It's Thursday. Close to the end of the week, which feels wild. It feels like we just had a Monday, which is a good thing because it means the week is flying by.
Why do I feel like I cannot, like... I cannot get a hold of the days since the holiday. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is.
We're not going to be rebalanced until after Valentine's Day.
Even then, I'm
January
be off.
Or February just real quick,
crazy
in and out.
But you know, one of the biggest things that happens in January that we got to talk about right now on this show.
Something we got to slow down for.
Man. I was actually a big part of this as a child. Girl Scout cookie season. Hello. It's back.
It's back.
And there's a new cookie. Are you into Girl Scout cookies? How do you feel about this topic?
Don't play me. Don't talk to me about no Girl Scout cookies unless you got some Toastiers in your pocket.
What is your favorite Girl Scout cookie before I tell you the new cookie this season?
Favorite cookie all time? That's hard because they dropped a mango one that messed my whole world up and I've never found it again.
And they never brought it back.
But the lemonades have saved my life on occasions.
Stop. That's like my least favorite.
Well, then let me get all the ones that you don't want. Let me get all your lemonades. You can have all my Thin Mints.
We are a perfect duo you don't like Thin Mints?
My wife loves Thin Mints, so I can't give you my Thin
Now
Mints.
Now I got to fight Aaron for my Thin Mints.
She's keeping the Thin Mints, yeah.
Damn it. I'm a Thin Mint girl. Like, I obviously don't eat Girl Scout cookies anymore, but I sold them for years, but I still buy them because you know what I appreciate with the Girl Scouts is, and I've told them this many a times, the Girl Scouts of Southeastern Wisconsin. Shout out that I appreciate that you can now just donate. So like I can buy cookies and they will give those boxes to somebody else. They will donate those boxes. So I'm technically giving back, but I'm not getting the cookies in my house since I donate them because it's not my jam. I was like, that is a great.
That's smart.
Because I still want to support.
Right.
I was a Girl Scout.
That was one of your first jobs, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. My mom was the cookie leader, but now I'm giving back and somebody who needs, you know, they're donating those boxes to people.
Somebody
which is
in
fantastic.
Need
yeah.
Is
I love
getting
it.
That box of cookies.
Yes, and
just
everybody.
Because you still want to support, but don't need them.
And everybody deserves Girl Scout cookies.
Well, now you should buy them and then give them to me. I need them.
I'm not donating to you.
Why
well,
not?
Maybe I will. The new flavor is Raspberry Rally. It is a Raspberry Rally cookie. It's got raspberry on the inside, chocolate on the outside, chocolate coating. How do you feel about this?
I just gleeked. I don't know if y'all know what gleeking is, but it's when you just kind of salivate in your mouth and it just...
You're here for this flavor is what you're telling me.
Take
Stop
my money.
On the counter.
Take my money.
Basically, DZ says, I want it and I want it all.
I got a new favorite flavor.
That's
it's
it.
Raspberry
it's
Rally.
Raspberry. Well, there you're going to have it. I'll order you a box. I'll donate the rest. I'll get you the raspberry flavor. 103.7 KISS FM.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Yo, DZ, week two. How we doing over there?
I'm doing good. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good. The new Kiss Morning Show is going great. It's going
I
great
swear.
Over here.
Let's go.
Let's go, DZ. Back in the building after started here in 2014, and we're happy to have you back. I'm glad you're on the morning show with me now. So listen, I got to tell you about this, though. Dr. Dre getting ready to sell a bunch of his assets, including his music, for over $200 million. This is two different deals. I'm not surprised by this. We all saw him, in the halftime show last year. And I grew up with Dre and Snoop. I mean, when I was in high school, The Chronic was on repeat at any party I went to. That was the album, Doggy Style. Like, that was what we were listening to. I know I age myself, but I don't give a damn.
That's any party I'm hosting these days. Chronic's still on repeat.
Still,
you're like, come on now, that's a jam.
But we had to play it like, I'm going to stop.
Listen,
on a boombox. No, we had CD players.
Okay, I was going to say, not the cassette.
No, we had CD players. But that would be on repeat. Every party, every like nostalgic memory I have from high school is it has Dre in the background with it. Well, now they're saying that he's close to closing two different deals. And the first one, he would sell his artist royalties from two of his solo albums, his share of NWA artist royalties, plus his producer royalties and the writer's share of the music where he doesn't own publishing rights. That's the first deal. Now, there's a second deal that he's also working on where he will sell the master recording of his first solo album, The Chronic, plus his share of some Kendrick Lamar music. He's selling some of that as well.
And all that for the sum of like 200 million. 250, I think I'm seeing
something
right
crazy.
Here. Crazy. Over 200 million, though, still.
You know, like artists never want to sell their stuff, and I get that. But he's getting to the point where he's like ready to retire. I would be like,
y'all can have
it. You can have it at this point because I'm going to die in like 20 years. I just want to take my 200 mil and go live my life. Enjoy.
Who's going to pay me the most for it?
Yeah, honestly.
At this rate. I mean, I've made my money on it.
I fully support it.
You can make a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear what Kendrick Lamar thinks if he's cool with it.
Oh, you know they had a conversation. He greenlit that. That shouldn't be a problem.
You're good to go.
Or
is it some Taylor Swift-ish?
Uh-oh.
Where they didn't have a conversation.
I was just thinking. Uh-oh, wait. Maybe it's not. I'd assume for them two, it's got to be. Mm-hmm. It's kosher. Right? Yeah.
I would think. You would hope. You would hope. That's for sure. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Week two. Hello, my friend. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going great. I am happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're here too. I'm happy you're back in the building. And it's going to be exciting stuff today because we're going to get into Am I the Jerk next, by the way, DZ, which, for everyone listening, it involves a mom who wrote in who is upset that the father of her children will not do one thing for her. And we'll talk about that for Am I the Jerk.
Take out the trash. No, I forgot to do that too this morning. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You better text your wife. Oh, I forgot to take out the garbage.
You better text your wife.
But that's not it?
But that's not it.
Okay.
But before we get into Am I the Jerk, real quick, DZ, you know what today is?
What's today?
It's our company holiday party in January.
Oh, that's right.
And I wanted to bring this up really quick. This just hit me that we had to bring this up because I think it's so funny. One, we have our parties in January, which makes me giggle, which is fine. We're going to have a good time.
I'm crashing that.
Yeah, we're going to give the update. We'll give the update tomorrow on how the party went. But I was thinking about this. It's so funny because you know everybody. You've worked at the station since 2014 off and on. So you're going to walk into the holiday party today and you're literally going to know everybody. The people that like work from home or you haven't seen yet since you've been back. It's going to be like you never left.
It's going to be like a reunion. A high school reunion.
Yes.
I ain't even go to my own high school reunion.
Anyone new would come in here, let's say, and go to the holiday party today and I'd have to be like, this is the new guy. He's from here. Everyone say hi. And today it's going to be like, oh, it's DZ. He's back. What's up, dude?
Y'all met him.
You're going to flow right into
that
party. I
got secret handshakes with half the people going. I'm like, all right, bet.
Yeah. And I was on a date last night, which I'll update at 8:30.
I need that update. I forget about that.
I will. And I was telling the guy, our party's tomorrow. He goes, what time? I go, during the day. It's a noon to fiver. It's a noon to fiver.
It really is that early.
It is a noon to fiver. So it'll be, I'm curious to see, one, if you and I drink.
They're trying to catch the happy hour.
I have no kids.
I got to peep the location. Because if it's close to home.
Yeah. We'll tell where it is tomorrow. We'll tell the secret location tomorrow.
I'm not going to drop that now.
We're not throwing it out there right now. But we have our holiday party today. DZ's going to roll in there with me. He's already going to know everybody. It's going to be fantastic. And we'll give you the update tomorrow. Is there anyone you don't want to see?
No, I don't know who's all going, honestly. I think everybody there should be good.
It'll be interesting to see if anyone comes in that you forgot about just because you haven't been in the building in 2 years at this party. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. The update tomorrow morning. We'll do that same time. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. Am I the Jerk? Coming up next. Kiss FM.
Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, DZ. You're a dad.
I am. I am a Faja.
Mm-hmm. You got little Sammy, 18 months old.
And my wife is already talking about number two going crazy. Yeah, chill out.
Are you gonna have another? I never ask if you're going to have another to people anymore unless they bring it up first. Because right. You never know nowadays.
Eventually,
when
I know I can't avoid it, but not yet.
Yes, we're getting more kids out of DZ, everybody.
Chill out.
The new guy on the morning show who's not the new guy. He worked here for years and he's back. All right. So then I can't wait to read you this, Am I the Jerk? It comes from a girl named Molly. She emailed amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. And she wants to know if she's a jerk for pressuring her baby daddy into getting a vasectomy.
What you mean?
Listen
what
to
you
this.
Mean pressure?
This is what she said. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, my boyfriend and I have two small kids. While we both love being parents, we agree that we are done having kids. I asked him recently to go get a vasectomy, and he said no. But here's the thing. I feel like I've done enough. I don't want to go back on birth control, and I gave up my body for these kids and breastfed both of them, so now he can go get this procedure, or I'm abstinent. Am I the jerk? Molly.
I've heard this fight with couples. Molly.
I support her.
You think he should go get this vasectomy?
Yes, 100%. If he's done, go do it.
Okay.
She did enough.
Sure.
Go do it, dude.
They're done. There are so many other ways. That's like the most drasticest of drastic decisions right there. You could do so many other things before you even get there.
Come on.
You got to go under the knife. Surgery scares me.
Children.
They both had them together. He pushed first.
DZ, the vasectomy is a day walkout procedure. You're in and
are you
out
walking
in a
out?
Couple hours.
Are you walking out or are you getting wheeled out?
You're fine. It's a day outpatient procedure. You are not. Let's get real here. 414-533-1037. I think he should get the vasectomy.
I think she's the jerk.
Ooh, no way. He's the jerk. She did enough. Go do your part, dude. That's what I say.
What?
Yes. Get the vasectomy. 414-533-1037.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, I gotta pull the text up. DZ, I haven't even had a chance to look at the text. I love the texts because people always get hot on them and see what they say. Basically, the Am I the Jerk today involves a girl named Molly who wrote in. She's got two kids, small kids, with her baby daddy, her boyfriend, and they don't want any more kids.
So they're done.
They're done. They both agree on that. So she asked him to go get a vasectomy, and he won't do it. And she said, I've done enough. I'm not going back on birth control. I gave up my body for these kids. I breastfed. It's his turn to go get this procedure, or I'm abstinent. Is she the jerk? Is Molly the jerk today? That is the question. Let's go. First of all, we have got Dustin in West Bend. Good morning, Dustin. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Now, DZ straight up says she's a total jerk.
Yep.
I say not a jerk. She's done enough. Go get the outpatient procedure and do something, dude. What do you think, Dustin? Is Molly a jerk or not a jerk?
She is absolutely not the jerk. She is.
Did you think a dude?
She has done enough.
Woo!
She has been through two births, carrying two children for 9 months. He can go do a quick 45-minute procedure and take one for the team.
Dustin.
Dustin's getting booty.
No,
at home.
Hold on, Dustin.
He's getting it.
You've had a vasectomy, ain't you?
I have. I have two kids. I have a four-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old.
That's the man speaking from wisdom and experience. He said, hey, papi, just go do it. Don't even worry about it. No te preocupes. Don't worry about
and
it.
Dustin's
just get it done.
Fine. He's alive. And Dustin clearly didn't want kids either. He knew he didn't want any more kids.
I'm not trying to get up into this conversation, but Dustin.
Why not?
How bad did that bub? Come on. I know that. That hurt, Bubba. Don't lie to me. That hurt.
It was a day and a half of being a little sore, and then, you know what, it was fine. And it's nothing compared to giving birth.
I was just going to say, DZ, the least I could do. Pipe down with the, oh, how much time were you in pain? When this chick gave birth to two children, you have no idea what we go through.
I don't know.
Bodies.
I don't, because that's not my genetic makeup, and I didn't have the decision to do that. Like, I had no hand in me being a male, and y'all being females, and y'all being the ones that give birth. If it was me, I wouldn't be complaining.
There is no sympathy for a day and a half of pain, as Dustin just said, after what we go through with childbirth. Dustin, not a jerk, says,
okay.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And the women appreciate it.
We'll talk at the next meeting, Dustin.
Sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Have a great day. Rachel is in Fort Atkinson. Rachel, is Molly a jerk for pressuring her baby daddy to get a vasectomy when he won't do it?
Yes.
We go. Other way. We got another one.
Okay.
Go for it. Speak, Rachel.
Why?
Go.
Okay. First thing, baby daddy, boyfriend, not married. Like,
so?
You guys don't know what may potentially happen and what may happen
school.
In the future.
The whole you gotta be married is old school. Come on.
I'm not saying you have to be married, but you are not, I don't know, you may not stay together. Anyways.
I hear you. No, yeah, I hear you.
He should either, you guys wear condoms, you stay abstinent, or you go get your tubes tied. It's not.
Oh, now you want her to go get another procedure. Come on now. Come on, girl. Much more invasive to get your tubes tied than it is to get a vasectomy.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on.
See, I'm not a doctor.
I'm not either, but that's what I said.
I'm on the radio. I'm not a doctor, clearly.
I talk like I am.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy.
But Rachel, you say jerk. She's a jerk.
Yes. I've had two kids and my tubes tied, and I'm good.
You're good. Yeah. I get it. I have to speak up for the people who don't want to get married I know a lot of couples nowadays who have no intention of getting married but plan to be together and children. I do. We work with somebody like that who's got kids, and her and her boyfriend, I don't ever see them breaking up, but they don't want to get married.
Facts. No, so, for some people it just works like that.
I speak for those people, because marriage doesn't make your commitment stronger anymore. Let's be real. One in two get divorced.
It helps on the taxes.
Hell yeah, and on the health insurance.
I know that's right.
And on the health insurance. Hell yeah, I'm down for it. All right. Hey, I got married. Who am I to talk? All right, thanks, Rachel. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Finally, he is going to be the tiebreaker today, and I cannot wait to hear what he has to say in Sheboygan. Santino, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a hot topic here.
Very hot topic. Even DZ and I are fighting.
There's no need to fight.
It is, but we still love each other. Is Molly a jerk for pressuring her baby daddy to go get a vasectomy? Neither of them want any more kids. They have two, and he won't do it. And she said, I'm done.
Hell yes, she a jerk. And here's why.
Go.
Everybody goes around saying, my body, my choice. Why can't he have his choice?
Santino.
He's not wrong.
Here's another invasive, invasive is the IUD. Why can't she do that?
She said she doesn't want to go on birth control. She doesn't want to do more to her body. I get that as a woman. I get it with the birth control. She's sick of it. It's annoying.
It changes a woman's chemical balance crazy. And everything. I didn't know that until my wife and I started talking about all these things. Like, yay, wrong. It does a lot.
It's a lot to ask her to do that.
Well, they got different types of contraceptives. I'm telling you, some spermicidals. They could do a bunch of different things before you go start snipping and snapping. You feel me?
He can wrap it up or they can be abstinent.
You better go P&P, pull and pray.
Santino! Santino, that's it. He's suspended from the show.
He's suspending everybody today.
Everybody knows that doesn't work. Stop telling kids that works. All right. Well, overall, everybody said Molly's a jerk. What? 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, I have so many texts on my phone. I'm afraid to open them. I haven't had a chance. That topic was hot, everybody's texting.
Everybody got an opinion on it.
They're not just texting the radio station, but they're texting my personal phone right now.
Oh, snap.
I'm scared. I'll get back to you guys. I have a lot coming in right now.
My phone is about to blow up.
My phone's blowing up, and I guarantee all of these texts coming in are about the topic, which was the Am I the Jerk, for sure. So, and we will get to your other texts. You can always text in 414-533-1037. But it is Allie and DZ. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. DZ, you're back.
I'm back.
Week two. New morning show at Kiss FM. You worked here for years, since 2014 when you started out as a baby intern on the sports station. And I'm so happy that you're here doing the morning show with me now. So week two. And everyone's getting to know you better this week with two truths and a lie.
We have been playing it. If you missed any of them, download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Listen back on the podcast, Allie and DZ On Demand.
Yeah, we post the show every single day.
That's right.
So if you miss anything or... Yeah, just go back and listen, for sure.
Share it with whoever missed it, too. Go ahead and let them know.
Yes, I love it. So they can go back and listen to the ones you've done if they've missed them. Today, you got three new ones for me.
I got another one for you.
And a lie. And I've been stumped. Honestly, I've been stumped. So I got it wrong yesterday.
True.
I got it wrong yesterday.
That's right. Yesterday
I didn't
got
know
you
were legally blind without glasses.
Without
I didn't
glasses
know that.
Is bad. What's it like, a negative 2.5?
I don't know.
Is what, like, legally, quote unquote, yeah, legally blind? I'm visually impaired like a mug.
He knew I was holding up a middle finger, though, yeah, when I said, how many fingers am I holding up?
I know shapes. Can't get behind the wheel of a car, but I know shapes.
All right, DZ, give me your two truths and a lie, all and right, everyone in their car can play along.
Here I go. One, I have only been to Colombia. Outside of this country, y'all know I'm Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've only been to Colombia.
Outside of America.
I'm here right now, you know?
No, I get it. You're saying the only other foreign country you've been to is Colombia. Got it.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
I was a 3-sport athlete.
Okay.
Three, my wife was on a reality TV show.
Okay.
So?
You want
me to repeat them?
Yes,
for you?
Repeat them.
One, I've only been to Colombia as another country. I've only been to
the only foreign country you've ever visited is Colombia.
I was a 3-sport athlete back in the day, you know, before I washed up. Or that my wife was on a reality TV show.
Okay, one, I know your wife was on a reality TV show, and I love this. I think it's so cool that Erin was on a reality TV show. We had her on the morning show back in the day. She was on a reality show on A&E. What was it called again?
It was called Undercover High.
That's
so
right.
That was the gimme.
That I knew that one was true.
Right. And I knew you'd remember
yes,
that.
Erin was on this show because she is a teacher.
That's right.
And the reality show had teachers go in and pretend to be students high school, right?
People in educator type fields go back that look young enough.
She looks young, yeah.
They had them infiltrate the dealer, find a supply. No, it wasn't like 21 Jump Street. But no, it was just, it was more like an observational in an immersion to see what high school was like back in the day. This was pre-pandemic. But she spent like a good 6 months over there.
Yeah.
In high school, going to school out in Topeka, Kansas.
She was filming. She was filming a reality show,
Her and like 7 other people that went out there and did their thing. It was a great show.
It was cool. It was a good show.
It was on A&E, though.
It was on A&E. I remember. And I remember having her on the morning show to talk about it. So Erin was on a reality show. We know that about your wife. I do know that you have been to Colombia many times. You're born in Colombia. And you've been back many times. The problem is I don't know if you've been anywhere else. So I'm not sure about that. The second part is, I know you played football in college at Lakeland in Sheboygan. I know that you wrestled because you talked to me about my kids and how my kids could wrestle.
That's right.
But I don't know what the damn third one would be. So now I'm confused whether it's
maybe a sport I haven't shared yet that I did.
Yeah. What would the third? Oh, you like to golf.
I did say I golfed.
You said you caddied. That was one of your first jobs and you made a ton of money. But did you actually golf?
Did I golf on the golf team? No. Because golf could just be leisure.
I'm going to say... But so many people have been... I'm going to say you were a 3-sport athlete. And that's a truth. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, what was the third sport then?
Track and field.
Oh, did you run or did you do the field?
Run.
I don't run either.
I was shot and disc. And then I jogged to go get those back and throw them again. That was the extent of my running.
I'm with you on that.
Ran
I'm with
fat man
you.
Relay.
I don't run either unless somebody's trying to kill me as well. I
ditto.
Agree.
Yep. Hey, if I'm running, run with me.
So then the lie is that the only other foreign country you've been to is Colombia.
That is indeed the lie.
Where have you been?
I've been to Mexico, and this was just only recently.
That was going to be my guess because I feel like a lot of people have been to Mexico on vacation.
We slid. We did a cruise with the homies. They did their bachelorette cruise.
Fun.
So we went out there, hit the Catalina Islands, also went to Ensenada, Mexico.
Nice.
We did the La Bufadora. It's a water geyser, basically, that's down there. So that was my first time to a different country actually being. Because in the airport,
than Colombia.
I've been to Panama, Costa Rica. In airports. Never to the country, though.
That counts. Which we could have that argument on the show. Does it count if you've been in the airport? Have you been to that city or that country?
I'm more Mr. Worldwide than Mr. Yo-Fi then.
I mean, I've never really been to Detroit, but I've been to the airport. So if you ask me, I've been to Detroit.
I've been to Detroit now.
I'm good otherwise. But all right. Well, I learned some more
about you today.
You've been all over the place then. So, and I learned you did 3 sports. See? I wouldn't have known that. And your wife was on a reality show. I love it.
Two truths and a lie. I'm a fan.
It's good stuff. Thanks, DZ. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
DZ, I have so many questions about this.
Facts.
About this Damar Hamlin story, because it's your second week on the morning show, but I know you're very invested in this story as well. Damar Hamlin, who got released from the hospital yesterday.
He's out.
So happy about that.
Transferred from Ohio to Buffalo, mm-hmm. and now he's even released from the Buffalo facility. He's gonna good. Go. He's home.
I can't believe this go guy home. Collapsed on a football field a week and a half ago, and he's literally. We all thought he might die. He went into cardiac arrest. The guy's at home now in Buffalo. Unbelievable. But what I wanted to talk about was. Do you know that he has already applied for trademarks, which means he applied to get certain sayings trademarked so they could be sold on merchandise? And when I saw this, I went, well, that was fast.
It's only been a week.
It's been a week, but it couldn't have been him that did it because it happened days after he went into cardiac arrest.
When did he file for this supposed trademark?
January 6th. It says Hamlin filed for the trademarks on January 6th, just days after he went into cardiac arrest on the field. So there's, even though it was him, you said
representative.
It had to be an agent or somebody.
Come on, 3 days after he went into cardiac arrest?
It wasn't him.
He had just barely woken up. Mm-hmm. Ain't no way.
So somebody, I will say somebody was trying to protect him by getting the trademarks.
Somebody else did?
But it seems really tacky as well that somebody filed for these trademarks days after. Now, the phrases that they applied for, did we win?
Okay, famous tweet.
Which is what he said
quote,
when he woke up.
Quote,
when
right,
he woke up,
right.
he said,
first question,
did we win?
He wrote down, did we win?
And the second one is, three is back.
Bet. See, I get trademarking those, though, before somebody else did.
Somebody
did it as a protective way for him.
Bro was in the hospital.
But he didn't do it. I'll tell you that right now. He didn't do it.
Oh, you know what? I just had another thought.
What's up?
I'm thinking this out of my mind as we're talking about this. Maybe what happened was... somebody else on the planet started making merchandise because of his sayings the same day. And the agent or the representative went, no, let's trademark this right now. Somebody's going to be banking off his sayings and putting his face in all these, and we can't have that.
That makes sense. Because he did say, too, that the proceeds from the shirt are going to be going to, like, the first responders and the UC Trauma Center.
So they're going to do something good with it.
He's not looking to benefit personally. It just seems weird that 3 days after he goes into cardiac arrest, his trademark, you know he didn't go to the office and do that.
No.
Somebody went on his behalf.
Hell no.
Got to be somebody that's got some type of power of attorney. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yep.
AKA agent, representative.
Totally.
Family member under his direction, but with guidance to say, nah, we're going to do something good with this, though.
I was annoyed at first, but I think we talked us off the ledge. Now we understand.
We talked through that. Dap up.
It makes sense now. We're in. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, your second week on the show. Good morning, DZ.
Good morning. Okay, now tell us about that day. All right, Bet, let's get to it. I've been waiting. We've been waiting. What's the word with the date situation?
All right, so I finally went on a date after months. I have not dated anyone since, like, August because I had surgery.
Right.
I was dating Wade the Fisherman over the summer. I talked about him on the show. Wade the Fisherman.
Big ups, Wade.
Took me trout fishing. Very nice guy, but just couldn't find that spark with him. Liked him, but nah, wasn't enough. So I hadn't really been dating because I've been recovering. And I had, like, major surgery. I had my stomach. I had skin removal from my weight loss. And so I basically had a tummy tuck.
Right.
I had my boobs lifted and an augmentation. And I had my arms, all the skin on my arms, like an arm lift. So I had been, like, physically unable to really, I'm not even.
Hard to move.
Yeah, not even interested in dating or thinking about anything like that.
Let's just recover first was your thought.
Yes, but I'm back.
You recovered.
Once I got the okay to work out, that meant I got the okay to do everything
to work
else.
Out,
my friend.
To work out.
I said that to my doctor.
Work out for me.
I said to my doctor at Allume Cosmetic Surgery Med Spa, I said, yo, doc, can I, you know, uh-huh. And he goes, well, yeah, but just don't get crazy. He's like, take it easy. I was like, all right, doc.
He said, let me just give you the warning before
yes,
you go wild.
Chill out a little, Allie. Don't get crazy. So finally went on the first date I've been on. And
you take it slow? Doctor's orders?
I did.
Okay,
yeah, there
okay,
was no
okay.
crazy. There was, let me just tell you, this was the guy I told you about last week that I met online because I've been talking to a few because this is how dating works. And I'm not looking for a husband, which is very freeing. And honestly, because you don't feel any pressure. It's like,
right.
I'm happy to go on a date, meet a guy. If he's cool, great. If he's not, next.
You got your life
no
set
pressure.
Up. You're not looking to add to it besides just some fun.
I don't need a man, but I would want a man. There'd be some companionship would be nice on my off days.
A healthy conversation.
If that's what you want to call it. A little bit of both. So I agreed to go out with this guy. And I met him last night, and he had said, do you want to go to a dive bar somewhere more trendy? And I said, I don't care. I'm honestly both. I'm that girl. I'll go to either one. So he said, well, let's meet at Cafe Hollander at the Corners. I said, sure. So I met this guy, and he was tall.
Okay.
But he was pretty arrogant. Remember, I told you on the messaging on Bumble, he was like annoying me with his arrogance. So I didn't know what to think of this guy going into it.
This is that guy.
This is that guy, the arrogant guy. That was, he was too arrogant. And I was like, cocky and confident are two different things, my friend. That's you want to be confident, not cocky.
And sometimes the fellas don't know the difference.
And then it looks like they're trying too hard, and that's a turnoff. It's like, slow down. So when we got there last night, he goes, well, it worked. And I was like, oh, damn. Okay, snap. He's like, you're on a date with me.
You
like,
said, dang, well, you ain't wrong.
You ain't wrong. Dang, well, I guess you got my attention. Fair enough.
Maybe there is a little confidence.
Right.
Okay, okay.
Right? So I hung out with this guy. We had a bunch of drinks, and we were there for maybe, I don't know, 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, so the day sounded like it's going smooth.
It was
good conversation.
Very good conversation. I was enjoying the conversation. I was getting to know him. At one point, when I was asking him so many questions, he was like, well, damn. And I go, do you even know what I do for a living? You're a dude. Dudes don't ask anything. They ask nothing about women. They're so dumb. I always say they're so dumb. They ask nothing.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Do you know how many men have like asked me out on dates and still never asked what I do for a living? And some already know and some have no clue. This guy had no clue. I go, well, first of all, I'm on the radio. So if you want to know why I'm asking you 900 questions, this is what I do for a living. And I'm going to know everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to know everything right away. I don't have time for the nonsense. So we were talking a long time. But this is what was crazy, DZ. When I first walked in, one of my best friends was in the bar, and it was not planned. It was a total coincidence.
Are you sure it wasn't planned?
I swear to God, because this is how like lax I am, casual I am with dating. I didn't even tell some of my friends I had a date. I just was like, set this up and went out. Back in the day, I would have been like, I got another date, another one. I'm like, nah, I'll tell him about him if the guy, we'll see if he checks out. We'll see if he pans out, then I'll tell my friends about this guy. I get into the bar. She's at the other end of the bar. I go, So I walk up and I say hi to this guy and I go, you're going to think I set this up? This is a mere coincidence.
Because y'all be doing that.
Yes.
Y'all be setting it up with
the hunger. Sure. I said, I swear to you, my girlfriend being here is a mere coincidence. I cannot believe she's at the end of the bar. It's a mere coincidence. We did not set this up.
I promise.
I promise. And I stick by that. So that was a random part of the night. But he's like, well, do you want to go sit with them? And I go, no, I want to like talk to you.
She's with her
girlfriend. Let them have fun or whatever. So that was the only random part of the night. But then the night ended. And do you want to know what happened next?
What's up?
Well, I'll tell you after the song.
Oh, dog!
Wait till I tell you what this guy said to me at the end of the night. Wait till I tell you, DZ.
I don't got a choice but to wait.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Those Sam Smith tickets coming up very shortly. Less than 7 minutes, I'll say that. So, DZ.
What's up?
There I am on the date last night. First date since I had my big surgery back in October. I'm finally recovered. I'm ready to get back on the scene.
The return.
The return about the Mac. The return of the Mac. And I like dating. It's fun. I get to meet new people. I enjoy it. I'm a people person. I'm an extrovert, right?
Right.
And a lot of these guys stink, and some of them are cool, and you meet some nice people along the way.
But this guy was partly giving you slight arrogant, maybe slight confidence.
Yeah, a little cocky on the messaging, and so I didn't know what to think of him. But the conversation was good.
Sounded like the date's going well. Y'all was there for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Talking about a lot. Yes. We even talked about Malort, because he's originally from Chicago.
Oh, so he knew about the Malort.
He's been here a while, but he knew about it.
He knew about the Malort.
He knew about it. But then the night ended, and it was like, well, it didn't end, but it was like 9 o'clock, and I had been there for 3 hours, and I was getting tired. And I knew that the conversation was good, but I didn't really want to rip his clothes off, if I'm being frank. But I knew that I might go out with him again, because you can't, sometimes the first date is like not enough.
You don't know.
Sometimes you need to go do something else. Like sometimes you need to go do something active together.
I was going to say an activity. Yeah. See how people are under pressure. Because I wasn't competition.
Yes, I wasn't completely no, but I wasn't, I can't wait to see this guy again.
He wasn't, oh yeah, either.
Yeah, I was kind of indifferent. If I feel like, no, then I would just be like, I got to go. But I was like, not sure. I was like, I'm not sure.
Wasn't bounce chicka wow wow, but it also wasn't wah wah wah.
No. So I thought the conversation was good. Maybe with another date and get to know him better. So I said, well, I'm going to go. And he's like, where'd you park? And I'm like, in the garage. And he's like, well, hold on. I go, and I go, no, 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 we're not doing that because you're going to try to get me in the garage.
You're going to walk
me to my car and try to lay one on me. I'm not ready for that yet because I wasn't sure yet. But before he offered to walk me to my car, he's like, so you want to go, you want to get out of here and go to my place, have a drink?
No.
Hell no. Stop. I was like, dog, no, you are way too ahead of yourself.
He tried to tell you.
He tried to get me. I was like, dude, I met you 3 hours ago.
Drunk it out of here, girl.
Like, come on. DZ, I'm fun, but I'm not that fun.
He's kind of forward, though.
He was very, and I thought, did I give him the wrong idea? Because,
was the conversation that good?
Well, that's the thing, and you may understand this about dating. You and I could talk to anyone.
Conversations are easy.
We are conversationless. We are extroverts.
Right.
And I wonder sometimes if I give people or dudes the wrong idea because we have a really good conversation that he thinks he's in the door, whereas I'm just having a good conversation and I'm not thinking about anything. Are you following me?
I hear you.
Do I need to be less nice on these dates? That sounds horrible as a woman. I don't need to be less nice, actually. I need to be myself. But do you understand the dilemma when you're on a date with a guy? We're talkative.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do for a living.
And everybody feels that it's going well.
And he thinks, oh, she's into me she's so talkative.
And he didn't know what you did.
Yeah, well, he did. I told him at that point.
But before then, he's just thinking the conversation's going well.
He's
this
thinking
is going
she's
so
into
good.
Me, right?
We're talking a lot. She's asking so much about me. I'm locked in, loaded. It's a good to go, boys. We're going to get
this
inside. Over and out. Nah.
This guy.
But he thought it was secured.
I was like, I said.
I'll tell you straight up. He thought it was secured.
I looked at him. I said, no, hell no. Absolutely not. I said, you're out of your mind.
He hit you with the you try and get out of here.
He said you want to come to my place.
Grab another. We're grabbing drinks already. I don't want another drink at your house.
DZ,
I'm good, Bobby.
I've been on so many dates. I've never had a guy straight up be like, do you want to come to my place on the first date? I was like, wow, dude.
Forward.
Wow.
Forward. He is cocky. You're right.
Yeah, but I said no.
And then you said no.
I told him hell no. I literally said hell no. Like, I'm not coming to your place. I go, I just met you tonight. I don't know you. I go, few more dates. If we have a few more dates and it goes well, then yeah, I'll come to your place. But you're out of your mind if you think I'm coming tonight.
How do you respond to that?
Okay, but then he still has to walk me to my car. So he was still trying, you see?
Which
is not a mean thing to offer to me to walk me to my car.
He went for the dunk. It got blocked, so he came back off the rebound and tried to finish with a layup.
And then I Giannis'd him again. I blocked his ass again.
Get out of here.
I Giannis'd him.
Okay, so you going back out with him, yay or nay?
We did switch numbers at the end of the night because I was not sure. Because I said, I'm not no, but I'm not yes. I'm not sure about this guy.
Still got to fill it out.
The problem is with our schedules, because I have kids and he has kids, we can't go out for like 2 more weeks. So if I see him again, it's going to be in like 2 weeks. So we'll see.
We'll see if it fizzles long enough.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at with the whole thing. That's my answer. We're texting, but we'll see.
It's a we'll see situation.
It's a we'll see. I don't have a name for him, though. What do we call him? Come back to my place guy? I don't even know what to call this guy.
Call him Will.
Will?
We'll see.
We'll see. I have a name for everybody. We'll see. All right, that's his name.
I'm with it.
All right, so I'm sorry that was anticlimactic, everybody, but that's the update on the date. That's all I got.
I feel like he's trying to get climatic.
He's a nice guy, but there has to be I have to have a connection to the point where I want to date you. Just because I have a friendship connection with you doesn't mean I want to date you.
I think we need to fast track the second date. I think you got to go on a second date
There's
to
no
see
time.
What's up.
I got my kids. He's got his kids, and I'm busy all this weekend. I can't. I'm booked.
You booked up.
I'm booked this weekend.
Oh, where would you have said it? Like you said, I'm booked. You know,
I'm booked, and that's all I'll say about that. So listen, if I see him in 2 weeks, I'll let you know if I see Will.
We'll see.
We'll see. In 2 weeks, let's give away some Sam Smith tickets. What do you say, DZ?
Let's go.
414-533-1037. Caller 30 is going to see Sam Smith when he comes to Chicago, to the United Center. We're doing it every day this week around this time.
They're here in August, right?
August, yeah. What did I say?
No, I just wanted to know.
Oh, yes,
confirmed.
August, yes. Your chance to win Sam Smith tickets right now. Caller 30. 103.7 KISS FM. Sam Smith right there with Normani. Dancing with a Stranger. 103.7 KISS FM. We are giving away Sam Smith tickets all this week, DZ, right at this time.
8:40 every day?
Mm-hmm.
All week?
All week, because Sam Smith coming to Chicago to the United Center in August. And I'm so happy. This is another caller 30, a coincidence, and she just happens to be a regular Anna in Milwaukee. Let me play your theme song. Congratulations.
Talking.
Hey, hey.
Anna. Anna called five days in a row. She got her own theme song, but you haven't met her yet, DZ.
No, I haven't.
Meet DZ, Anna.
Hi, good morning, DZ. We have something in common.
Good morning. Wait, what do we have in common?
I'm intrigued. Go.
It's not these Sam Smith tickets, I'll tell you that.
No, we were both born. We were both not born in the U.S.
Hey, where were you born?
I was born in Italy.
Italiana.
I learned something about you today then, Anna. I didn't know that about you. You were born in Italy. Huh, who knew?
Fire. I was, yeah.
Good to know.
You speak a little Italian?
Yeah, I do, yes. I'm fluent, yeah.
What?
Girl.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Well, Anna, not only did you finally get to meet DZ on the show, but you are hooked up with tickets to see Sam Smith in Chicago. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Sam Smith is going to be at the United Center on August 15th, and we will have another pair for everybody tomorrow, same time.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.